Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, he's just got sprinter speed to go with some of the other unique attributes that we've discussed. You see it. You see everybody's secondary over the course of the last couple of years chasing this guy, and very few people closing the distance. Despite his size, when he gets in open space, you've got real home run hitter issues when he gets in your secondary.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Mike Tomlin calling Derrick Henry a home run hitter. Do you think Mike Tomlin will spend any time watching the World Series tonight?
God, I hope not.
What do you think, Arthur? You've been around this guy. Does he like other sports? Do you think he'll watch any of the World Series?
Not doing football season.
No?
He's locked all the way in, man. I tell you, I don't think
so. You don't even think he takes 5 minutes to watch LeBron and the NBA Finals or any of that?
Listen,
not even for 2 minutes, 2 seconds?
I seriously questioned whether or not he left the building at times, man, because literally he's there sun up to sundown, a little canteen with coffee in it, and that's about it, man. He's walking around sweatshirt.
Imagine him sitting around
slippers.
Like a campfire.
Ugg
yeah,
slippers.
He's got a campfire.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
that's
here,
a breaking
what?
News story. Guy's rocking
Say
Uggs.
Say that again?
Yeah, he has like the Ugg slippers. Like, I mean,
I think Tomlin just cut his connection.
Tomlin is a football guy through and through, but he pays enough attention to sever Arthur's line when he's starting to. I thought he said Bugs slippers, like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
For a second.
No. Can y'all hear me?
Dude, yeah. It would be way funnier if he had a pair of like big-eared Bugs Bunny slippers that he wore around the facility. I would have a ton of respect for that.
With two big ears on the front of them. Right. But no, man, he's always Ugg slippers, man. That's what he rocks. And yeah, he'll have this Steelers sweatsuit on, a little coffee mug. Like, it's almost like the hotel coffee cup, too. It's not even a big one. And he just walks around with that all day. I'm like, you never leave. You don't sleep during the season. You are locked all the way in.
Damn. So, Derrick Henry on Sunday, I heard Cook say something today that I disagreed with, which usually that's not enough to make it onto this show. Just us having a difference of opinion on something.
Great for talk radio.
Thank you,
man.
Ron. And I think that he probably, at first blush, would have more people agree with him on this than me. I would rather win Sunday than in 2 weeks against Baltimore. And it's not because I'm still pissed that the Titans broke protocol and screwed with the Steelers' schedule and thumbed their nose at the rules in a very serious time and seemingly have gotten away with it. They're only reportedly going to get fined for everything that happened. But with only one bye, if I lose at Baltimore and I'm the Steelers, I don't think the division is done by a long shot. I'm going to have a chance at payback. I'm going to get the Ravens in my house on a short week on a Thursday. That's a game the Steelers should win. I'm anticipating the Steelers are going to split with the Ravens. This is my only crack at a 5-0 team. This is my only shot at Tennessee all year. And if I fall two games behind them, if I lose the tiebreaker to them, I might never make it back. So that's why I know this might shock you guys, but I would rather beat the Titans with only one bye now in the AFC playoffs than Baltimore in 2 weeks.
To me, that's too exquisite, man. I take it one game at a time.
Oh, here you know, we go.
The
here
athlete
we go.
Talk, baby. So, look, we're going to worry about this game, and we'll get to next week, baby. But right now, the Titans, they are more than enough to be concerned about.
I actually, Arthur, I can't, you know, do the play.
You want to take a diplomatic answer here, Malzi? You want to do that? You want to
No, I think you're right.
This one?
I think I would – No, I would much rather beat the Titans than beat the Ravens for the exact reason you said. As soon as you started down that road, I said, yeah, you get two cracks at Baltimore. You only get one at Tennessee, and the way Tennessee's shaping up, I don't think their defense is anything special, but that offense, if it stays healthy, is going to control games the way it did last year. Tennessee, by the way, excuse me, should not be, you know, I don't know if people are still, like, wondering how good they are because Tannehill had the partial season last year. It seems pretty obvious to me that even though they've had some close calls here this season, in fact, almost all of their games have been close calls.
Except the Bills.
The offense, well, 4 out of 5, though, 80% of their games. Mm-hmm. It seems pretty clear to me that the offense that carried them for such a long stretch last year by just being so dominant and overwhelming is very much right back where it was last season.
Absolutely.
So I would put them in the top three with the Steelers and the Chiefs in this conference, maybe the Ravens if you want to go with four teams.
A team hasn't made it to the Super Bowl without a bye since 2012. Isn't that crazy? I think that we think that it can happen, that it's not that hard because the Steelers did it in 05, and the last time they lost in a Super Bowl, it was to a wild card team. Green Bay didn't win its division. They had to do it the hard way. They had to win 3 road games just like the Steelers. So I don't know. I think we have maybe a false understanding, or a lot of fans do, not me, of like what the meaning of the bye is. I mean, all you have to do is study the Patriots' history and know what a big deal it is. They never won a Super Bowl playing wild card weekend. That's why when they got beat by Miami in Week 17 last year, it was such a big deal. Yeah, I flipped on Tennessee. I would have told you before the season started that they were a lot like Jacksonville in 2017, that they just got hot at the right time, and they came within a win of going to the Super Bowl, and their quarterback was going to turn into a pumpkin the next season, and they were going to be a one-hit wonder, but here we are, 2-5-0 teams on Sunday, and Tannehill's numbers are ridiculous. I mean, at some point I have to, right? I mean, at some point you have to start to take the guy seriously.
I think, Pony,
and start to say it was Adam Gase's fault in Miami and
yeah,
not his own doing.
Hey, yeah, because I'm with
gotta,
you 1,000% as well.
It's the Gase thing. You got to say it's Gase. Adam Gase should. Somebody had a great tweet to me. They said Tannehill is proof positive now, and everything that's happening with the Jets, that Peyton Manning should get a percentage of every single paycheck Adam Gase draws in the NFL for the rest of his life, because that's the only reason he ever got hired as a head coach anywhere. A complete neurotic-looking weirdo bum of a coach who ruined players.
Tell him how you really feel.
Damn.
It's true, though. He sucks, man. He should never get another job. He should never get another NFL job after what he did to the Jets and apparently what he did to Ryan Tannehill, who apparently is a pretty damn good football player but just had a complete moron coaching him.
Follow us.
I'm sorry, a guy acting moronically. I don't want to call him a moron.
I think our boss is in. Is he in there right now with you, Craig?
He just stepped out, but I think he heard that.
I think you've dodged that one, Mulsey.
Just sprinting down the hallway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.